This is Trevor.
Trevor,
yep.
How are you, Trev?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You were telling me last week that you were where? Over in the... Were you in the mines?
Yeah, Kalgoorlie, West Australia.
What was that like?
It was good. I enjoyed it. You know, it's... You were down there on your own. You know, sometimes you had a partner working with you. I used to work with my dad there at one stage. We used to do what we called...
Who was the boss, him?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely, yeah. We used to do a lot of what they called shaft sinking.
What's that?
And that's sinking shafts so that they can go down further and further and further.
Oh, okay.
Pretty dangerous job.
Well, not to intrude, was it... Did you get danger money?
No, that was never ever heard
of. Was it good money?
You got wet money because the bottom of the shaft is always full of water.
Okay.
So that was about the only extra money.
What year are we talking about?
Going back into the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
I started down underground when I was 16, and you were supposed to be 18 to go down. But with a bit of help from my dad, he convinced me I was 18. It was good, though, because I was itching to get down there, you know, because I'd heard so many stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, I think the greatest thing that I want to go down with is you were allowed to use gel ignite, you know. And you could blow up what you like.
Yeah. You know, if you're not the shaft or you'd never come out.
No, you'd have large rocks, you know.
Yeah.
And you could put 10 or 12 sticks on
what it. What were you mining for?
Gold.
Gold. Gold. Did you ever find any big... Chunky ones?
We found a bit. Nuggets. You could find a bit every now and then, but the geologists and the surveyors and that would know exactly where it is before you even got to it.
Okay.
So as soon as they'd find a vein, a large vein or anything like that, everything was closed off and only certain people were allowed to be on that level to be able to mine it. And... I've seen quite a bit, you know. Dad and I got a chance there at one time to mine a bit of it that they found. Your eyes just boggle, you know.
Is it true that all workers, after their shift, have to strip and...
No.
It's not true?
No. You do in some places now, the modern times, but back then you just came up the shaft and the lift, went straight over, put your light and your battery away, your helmet, go to the showers, get changed.
Wasn't enticing to...
No.
No.
Because
you were getting paid anyway, weren't you?
There used to be a lot of pilfering, you might say. A lot of blokes used to know where other shafts were that had joined that mine, and on weekends they'd get down there and go into the shafts and do a little bit of panning for themselves and make a quid out of that, make their quid. As soon as they get a quid, straight out the tour.
How long were you doing that for? Can you remember how long?
I did that for about 10 or 12 years, off and on. I went to Kalgoorlie, I went to Whitnam Gorge, I went over to Tasmania to Rosebery, Savage River, worked over there. But I enjoyed underground, you know. I think it was mainly the danger, you know. A lot of people couldn't handle it because, you know, like you're only 100 metres away from... when all your explosives go off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it will shake the living daylights out of you. And you might even be standing there and stuff will just fall from the ceiling onto your head, you know, and you just pray and hope it's not, you know, one-tonne rock coming down. So, and the most dangerous work underground there was what they called slopes, and slopes used to be on a slope.
Okay.
And you'd drill all your holes and everything like that, set it all up, fire it all, and then go back. And once you go back, that's when the danger hit in, because you'd go in there with a crowbar and you'd scrape anything off that looked like it was hanging. But there could be something there that didn't look like it was hanging, it was hanging.
Okay.
And
remembering, you know, when you see Beaconsfield in Tassie, that situation...
When you hear those things,
you know
now,
it's exactly what,
you know,
what's
you know
going
what,
on.
What's happened, what everyone's going through. It's a community that something happens, everyone rallies.